and welcome to my innermost sanctum.
What is all this?
Distractions, mostly.
A whip is distracting?
I take it you have never been hit with one.
No.
Well, you can assume that it smarts.
And do you enjoy this?
Well, most of my visitors have.
You mean that they were made to—
I asked, Clara. They gave permission.
That does not mean that they were not afraid.
Yes, well, sometimes fear is part of it.
I should not like it.
Truly? Were you not afraid when you wrote me that letter? Or when you ran down into the caves tonight? Or when you convinced Wharton to sleep with you?
Oh, very well. The other two, yes, but with him? No, I felt perfectly safe.
Yet there a chance he might have harmed you?
Hardly. I trusted him.
You trusted that I would reply to your letter as well.
I...
Yet you were afraid.
Is that the appeal?
Well, if you wish to explore fear, such is a far better way to do it than attacking a demon. However, I think there may be other facets that excited you even more.
Such as?
I might take control of you for a bit. You might obey my every word as I play with you like a child's toy.
And why might I wish for that?
So that you not might worry or think. I would do it for you and relieve your mind of some of its concerns. You might enjoy the sensations and nothing more.
Well...
You have been through quite a bit, Clara. It might help you relax, or at least put your mind elsewhere.
And for you, it would?
I would much rather focus on you than the world outside that door.
But you need to keep watch.
It is later than I usually play. Yet my ears will still be open should anything go awry.
But you wish for this.
Why not? We both face trying circumstances and could do with a bit of fun.
And you truly think that I will enjoy this?
Yes. Although, if you would rather not, then my bed offers comfort and I can promise to not give you any more than that.
I am not certain.
Your eyes might be more so. They have not left that cross since we have arrived.
What is it?
Are you familiar with Saint Andrew?
The Apostle?
Yes. A fine fellow, I suspect. Deemed himself unworthy of being crucified in the same manner as Christ. So, he decided to invent his own X-shaped cross. Honestly, we really ought to worship him more. We have him to thank for quite a lot of excitement.
You tie people to this and take control.
So I might please them however I wish.
Is it safe?
Under my watchful eyes, yes. Very much so.
Then, if this is truly part of your craft, I might wish to know it. At the very least, my body does. I cannot deny that.
To properly know, it takes time. Though we might start that journey tonight. Slowly.
Mr. Dashwood?
Undress, Clara. From this moment onward, you will obey my every order, and you will trust me. I believe I am owed at least that after sparing your life tonight.
Were I not to?
I will stop if you wish it, but if you are so curious, then you must obey.
Yes, sir.
Good girl.
Is this acceptable, sir?
Yes. And turn for me so that I might view all of you.
I...
Turn.
Yes, sir.
Supple yet elegant. Very fine indeed.
Are you to bind me?
Yes, but you will wait, you impatient little thing. I would rather play with you a bit first. Take the handkerchief from my pocket and hand it to me.
Yes, sir.
Let's try controlling your sight first. Close your eyes and hold still so that I might make the knot firm. Good girl. No wriggling now.
Sir?
You may feel my hands sliding down your body, keeping you warm. And teasing your clit. Just to tempt you a bit, dear. I do enjoy you not knowing where my fingers might graze. Or where my lips might touch.
They feel so magnificent that I care not where they might.
Perhaps I might indulge you more then.
Oh, please. Please. Take what you wish.
I might be careful with such commands.
Please, I wish to know more.
Then shall I bind you?
Yes. Are you going to remove the handkerchief?
Not quite yet, I don't think.
Oh, good.
I would not say that yet. Spread your legs for me.
Yes, sir.
And keep them stiff. Good girl, lock your knees. Is that comfortable?
Yes.
Then raise your arms over your head.
Like this?
Yes, and keep them tight.
I cannot move.
That is rather the idea.
What will you do to me?
Nothing if you wish me to stop.
I do not. Please. Please. Tempt me.
Then I might start to make your nipples nice and hard. And teasing your neck. Or wherever else you might wish.
I'm shivering.
Then we might warm you up.
Oh, how?
I ought to surprise you. However, given your innocence, I suppose that I might be your eyes for a bit.
Tell me.
I'm going to pick up a flogger and taunt you with it.
Oh?
Do not fret, it will not hurt. It will simply tickle and prickle your skin.
Will I enjoy it?
You will not know until you experience it. I take it you do enjoy it then.
Yes.
Then perhaps we might try a little lower. Perhaps on your clit. Such a surprise, you enjoyed that too.
Oh, more.
Ask nicely.
More, please, sir.
Good girl. Such fun to watch you squirm.
Please, sir. I am so quick.
Oh, what is it you desire, then?
Please, sir.
Say it. You must be a good girl and ask for what you want.
I wish to be satisfied, sir.
Then ask nicely.
Please. Please. Satisfy me, sir.
Good girl. However, I have certain ideas about how I might do so.
Oh, dear.
Remember that you must obey.
Yes, sir.
I am going to please you with my tongue. But you will do exactly as I say, or else you shall not come.
Yes. Yes, sir.
I will remove the handkerchief.
Very well.
Can you see again?
Yes, sir.
And you know how to read, correct?
Yes.
Then read the inscription painted on the back wall.
The grasp divine, the emphatic thrilling squeeze, the throbbing panting breasts, the trembling knees, the tickling motion, the enlivening flow, the rapturous shiver and dissolving... Oh!
Very fine lines from Charles Churchill, one of the members from my grandfather's time. I want you to recite it as I tease you. You may say no other words. And you might recite it as many times as you wish, but you must come with the last verse. Is that understood?
Yes, sir.
Then let me please that beautiful cunt.
Oh, Mr. Dashwood.
What were the instructions, darling?
Oh, yes. The grasp divine. The emphatic, thrilling squeeze. The throbbing, panting breasts. The trembling knees. The tickling motion. The enlivening flow. The rapturous shiver and dissolving. Oh.
Good girl. Again.
The grasp divine. The emphatic, thrilling squeeze. The throbbing, panting breasts. The trembling knees. The tickling motion. The enlivening flow. The rapturous shiver. And dissolving. Oh.
Once more. And then come for me.
Grasp divine. The emphatic, thrilling squeeze. The throbbing, panting breasts. The trembling knees. The tickling motion, the enlivening flow, the rapturous shiver, and dissolving. Oh. Oh. Dashwood. Mr. Dashwood, are you asleep? Mr. Dashwood? Mr. Dashwood, I have just heard a noise from outside. But you needn't wake. I will check on it. I will only be a moment. Thankfully, it was only the wind. We'd best get back to bed, then. Good night, Mr. Dashwood.
Good morning, Wharton. Porridge for breakfast again, is it?
Oh, Miss Clara made it this time. You ought to try. It's quite good.
Well, decent enough, I suppose. You're welcome to try some if you like.
Oh, is little Miss Clara finally speaking to me again?
Well...
if she is, then you may have a guess as to why.
Oh, did someone decide to go spelunking?
She did more than that.
Good morning, Luella.
Good morning, Mr. Wharton. And to you, Miss Clara. This is for you.
A letter?
A formal invitation requesting your presence at our meeting this afternoon.
I thought only members could attend.
Yes, and there has been a bit of a change in scheduling. Now the meeting will also host a little initiation ceremony.
for me.
What?
Ah, congratulations, Miss Clara.
Thank you.
Yes, congratulations. But tell me, just when was this decided?
Wharton moved to accept a while ago. Mr. Dashwood and I discussed it this morning. Decided we agreed with his sentiment. You certainly must have impressed him last night, Miss Clara.
Oh.
And we're not all senior members supposed to reach an agreement before extending a new invitation?
Well, some have not been around much as of late.
You have been often far gone in the bottle, my friend.
My pleasures are mine alone to be judged. My role in this organization still ought to be respected.
What? Do you not want Claire as a member?
That is hardly the point. I tire very much of you all thinking that you're better than me. Less sinful, more innocent, as though I'm not worth as much as the skin on your backs.
Bates, no one thinks...
You are all bloody liars. You say one thing, yet you mean another. At least I am honest, both in my assessment of myself and of you. And honestly, as of late, you are hardly worth my time.
Do not go after him.
I had no intention.
Will the ceremony still be happening?
With or without Bates?
Provided you accept the invitation.
You both truly think I ought to. Even you, Wharton.
I nominated you, if you will recall. We can offer you safety, which frankly, your poor soul needs. Besides, you now know our secrets, and it's far easier to keep them if you keep them in light company.
And if you have any objection, do voice it quickly. I must help Dashwood prepare for our day members. They do expect the chapel to be clean.
I suppose I have none.
Then Dashwood will be thrilled. Congratulations, Miss Clara.
Wharton, is that you?
Ah, Miss Clara. White is quite becoming on you.
Oh, thank goodness it is you. I cannot recognize anyone in these robes.
Well, that is their purpose.
I had no idea that the club had so many members.
Well, most do not live with us.
Oh, I hope that I will not be made to say anything.
I would not worry much. The initiations are normally quick, although elaborate.
Can you not explain it to me?
Traditionally, we keep new members in suspense. However, if it might aid your anxiety... Tell me, are you familiar with the underground river? The one that runs through the back of the chapel?
Dashwood calls it the River Styx after the famous one.
Exactly. Well, you will be made to prostrate yourself on the altar. Dashwood would then read his creed and then a few lines from the Kama Sutra. Once he's done, the crowd will throw animal blood on you, and Dashwood will baptize you in the river.
Well...
Trust me, the ritual used to be much worse.
For my sake, I will not ask.
All please kneel for the great Mr. Dashwood.
Any sign of Bates?
None since breakfast.
Thank you, Luella, dear. May you remain as lovely as ever. And fair fellows, it is delightful to see your wonderful faces again. I hope all your days have been in happiness and sin. And it is my pleasure to inform you that today we'll be welcoming a new member. She is known as Miss Clara Grant. as Miss Clara. Clara, please lie yourself down upon the altar.
Gladly.
I will now recite our creed.
Mr. Dashwood?
All fellows of the Hellfire Club may forever live in sin and infamy.
Mr. Dashwood?
Never forgetting that their conscience is meant to be forgotten.
Mr. Dashwood, look!
Never bothering with guilt or... What the hell is that?
A demon. I think it's a demon.
Out! Out! Everyone leave immediately!
Come on, Clara.
Wharton, help get them out.
Why is it making those sounds?
What? Dashwood. Dashwood, open the window.
I am not unleashing that thing out into the world.
Please, trust me. Open a window.
Are you certain?
Dashwood.
Yes. Fine.
It's escaping.
For all the good it will do.
Dashwood, look at it in the light.
It is not a demon. It is a baboon.
It is?
Yes, it is.
But how did a baboon get in here?
Well, you are all such fools. That one was good. I shall have to remember it for a future day.
You shall do no such thing.
Anyone left in here who is not a senior member, please leave. Our meeting is rescheduled to next week as we have something of an urgent disciplinary matter that we need to deal with.
Should I leave as well?
No, Miss Clara, I believe that you are owed an apology.
Dashwood, if you so much as harm one hair on my head...
And why should I not? When you see fit to ruin anything that does not happen, stroke your overwhelming sense of self-importance. You pompous, senseless asshole.
Hardly any more so than you. I do not consider myself so great as to exclude senior members simply because I happen to fancy some silly little girl.
I would not have to exclude anyone if you had not seen fit drink away your days while bullying whoever tries to stop you.
I have a right to decide my own state of mind. You might have at least asked me before you let in the next thing that you should stick your cock into.
And what might have you said in response? No, she shall have mine first.
Do you honestly think this is about her?
Perhaps it should be.
What?
Clara, do you care if Mr. Bates wishes you to be part of the organization?
Even if she does not, I still ought to have had my vote.
Yes. However, if she happens to want your vote, then Dashwood might have no method of argument.
Yes. Well then, what say you, Miss Clara?
Actually, I might like to speak with you on the matter privately, Mr. Bates.
Clara, you do not have to indulge him. He is acting childish.
I am not. I assure you that he must know more if he truly is to provide his informed opinion.
Oh my.
What?
Let her go, Dashwood.
Might I offer you my arm, Miss Clara? Now, we're alone. You might speak your mind.
You already know it.
Luella as well, and likely Wharton and Dashwood shortly.
Then why must I say it?
Because you will not truly believe it until it is spoken. I waited, and was far worse off for it.
I do not wish it to be true.
Nor would anyone. However, It can no longer be otherwise, Clara. Any limited happiness that you might have will only come if you accept what the fates have told you.
Last night, Dashwood was asleep. And I could not help myself. I needed to know the fate of my brother, the one that died. I needed to know if he was spared.
So you asked a demon?
I heard only silence. His soul is saved. Well, not damned, however else it might be.
Yet, you remain curious.
Yes, of the fate of my father. I needed to know if someone so wicked might be spared.
Did you wish him to be spared?
I am not certain. However, he was not. I suppose I should be glad, yet I feel equal measures of both vindication and guilt.
But were you satisfied?
I wish that I was.
Yet you needed to know.
Yes. I had come that far. The temptation was too great.
So you asked?
I asked of my own fate.
And? You must say it, Clara. You must.
I am damned.
Then so be it. I cannot offer you any proper comfort. Nothing can soothe such a verdict. However, I might offer you my arms for a bit.
Thank you.
Do you require a handkerchief?
No. I am not even in a state to cry properly yet.
Well, the tears will come. I can assure you that.
I have no doubt. As well, I imagine the anger of you and the others.
No. None of us will berate you for such a choice. We have all been tempted, and anger will not change anyone's fate. If I am to know anything, then I ought to know that. Besides, you have already been given a far worse punishment than our censure.
That is the trick. I know it now. And I knew it before I even set the events in motion. Simply in asking, one seals their fate. For hell can only give one answer. Damned.
Yes, although if you knew, then why were you so tempted?
I thought that I was special.
No one is special.
A lesson that I ought to have learned much sooner.
I might have learned many. You might consider it poor consolation, yet I suspect you will be far better at knowing your fate than I am.
I will not. All considered, I think that you handle it admirably.
Dashwood might think so. Yet my intentions are poor, Clara, and yours are good.
They are not. They were not when I sent Dashwood that letter, and they certainly are not now. I wish.
What do you wish, Clara?
I wish for you to take me. Take me and do what you wish. No matter how much I might protest. And I will protest.
You wish for me to rape you?
Well, I am giving you permission to do it. You have done it before, have you not?
No.
Well, it is of no matter. It will not be the same if I give you permission.
Why?
My fate is sealed. I wish to take control of my own mortality, and you might take control of yours. I will decide if this is virtuous, and you might help me.
Clara.
I know that you long for this, Bates. I see it in your eyes. If we were to, for a moment, forget that we are damned, if we were to decide for ourselves, just for a moment, we might control it.
And what if I could not? What if you no longer wished it? Yet I cannot hold myself back. I have no moral ties to this world, Clara. There is no reason for me to stop.
Well, you have stopped every time thus far. If you might maintain control of such nobilities already, then this shall be no different.
I
trust you, Mr. Bates. Perhaps I ought not to. But I now know how deeply you must care for others to live half as well as you do.
Yet, how am I to trust you? I cannot possibly understand the difference between your protests and your proper cries for relief should you change your mind.
You will know.
No, I will not risk it.
I will scream my father's name. Only if I should want it to stop, which I will not.
Well...
Take me, Mr. Bates. Take me now.
Come here, you pathetic little whore. Let me show you what I've always wanted to do with an awful little slut like you.
Stop it! Get off me!
Silence! You insolent little brat. You are going to enjoy my lips. And you will enjoy my fingers as they slide you out of that dress.
Stop, please.
So that I might enjoy this naked body. Tell me, Clara. Would you enjoy having my fingers inside your pretty, wet little cunt?
No. No, please.
I didn't quite hear that. Perhaps. I better slide one in just to be certain. Oh, so wet. Such a naughty little girl.
I can't.
The lady protests. But look at how she shivers.
Please, please.
Well, since she is so eager, perhaps she might enjoy something a little more special.
No, please.
Perhaps she might enjoy my thick, hard cock.
No, no.
You will keep still, and you will take it, you little bitch. Spread your fucking legs.
Yes, sir.
I suppose that I will have to hold your arms down since you cannot seem to keep them still.
No, please. I can't.
No. Far too late. Now, enjoy my cock, darling. It is so excited to feel you.
Oh, please.
You will have to be a good girl. Please. And take all of it.
I do not wish this.
It does not matter what you wish, dear. It only matters what I want. Oh, you sound so wonderful, darling.
Please.
Fret not, my love. I am close.
Please.
Does the little darling want my cum?
No.
I think she does. Too late, dear. I am going to come inside you. I'm going to come right inside you. Let me slide this fucking cock in you. Oh, Clara. Oh, my God. Yes. My God. Oh, that's a good girl. Oh, my God, Clara. Oh. Yes. Take it. Oh, so fucking perfect. Exactly what I fucking wanted.
Miss Clara, it is good to see you out of Bates' care for a bit. I hope you're doing as well as can be expected.
Yes, given the circumstances. I might at least enjoy my time on Earth when the moments present themselves.
Oh. And he is who you might most wish to spend that time with?
I
hardly think she should have to choose, Mr. Dashwood.
Nor should any have to. For all that we witness, we might love any and all that we wish.
I certainly hope to.
Perhaps a toast, then.
Bates, how did you get on my private balcony? It was locked.
As though that has ever stopped me before.
Fair point.
I'm calling for a locksmith in the morning.
A toast to which, my dear Bates?
To us, of course.
But we have no glasses.
We shall seal it with a kiss, then.
Fair enough. Bates, say your piece.
And get off my balcony.
As you wish.
No. Don't jump. Are you all right, Bates?
Never better. Now, where was I?
You were about to entertain with your eloquence.
All right. Here is to the Hellfire Club. May it live on forever in infamy, as may all of its members. May they always remain playful and never grow old. Here's to us, friends. And here is to the secrets that we keep and the love with which we keep them.
Hear, hear, hear.
Mm.